up. She's off to ours. They have some plumbing problem. Marry a sanitary engineer and your life gets down to basics.
Tell me about it.
Her Avery was a nuclear engineer, obsessed with his warm fusion research.
Like a blockage?
They wish. It's a recycling anomaly. The case of the missing plasmids.
That would be polymers, Lowell said.
Enzymatic biodegradation, I said, to beat him to it. He nodded absently, staring at nothing.
What polymers do they use in ours that the rest of us don't?
Well, they have that big sculpture class, modeling the figure. That clay stuff has to be a polymer, but not much of it gets into the disposal stream. It doesn't dry. When the class is done, they just strip it off the wire frames and repack it for next time.
Might have a catalytic function. Wouldn't take much.
I'll mention it to her.
You guys done talking dirty? Bruce is almost ready.
She'd already put on her green gown. Lowell and I took ours off the hooks and pulled them on. It helps people reorient if you always look the same when they come out. A blue LED counted down from 20 seconds. The lights dimmed, the time machine door, 2 meters square, slid open, and Bruce's chair rotated out. He was almost horizontal. He straightened up, blinking, shaking his head the way dogs used to do.
Was ist los? He said, and looked down at his nakedness. Wo sind meine...
Where are my clothes? He looked at the three of us in turn. Becca, Lowell, Jacob.
Okay. Can I have a glass of water?
Rebecca had it ready. He drank half of it and sat frowning, remembering. The big reason we're getting anomalies is that the data from a good-sized collection, the Museum für Angewandte Kunst, Museum of Applied Art, was recorded pre-war. The building was destroyed in the war, but most of the paintings and sculpture were saved and wound up in other collections. Austrian art since 1845, biggest collection in the world. So people see all this interesting stuff there, and then see it again, taking up a whole room in the Kunstmuseum. Somebody Earthside really had their wires crossed. They edited the Kunstmuseum collection back to 1918, but left the old Museum für Angewandte Kunst stuff in place, so it winds up in both places. That one's easy. I go back in edit mode and close the place down, the Applied Art Museum. Closed for remodeling, geschossen für umgestalten. That's the main one. There are individual anachronisms here and there, but they wouldn't be obvious if you weren't looking for them. It's seeing the whole room that gave users the cognitive dissonance shock.
You can do that in the buffer, Lowell said.
It's just signs, half an hour.
Good. We have to install 1929.
Hope it's the cat's pajamas.
He unplugged himself and rolled slowly out of the chair, groaning.
When's my shift?
He accepted a robe from Rebecca.
Not till 0300, I said. Live it up.
He studied me.
You look beat, Jake.
Took service day 8 hours early. Just going in for 3 hours. Catch up when I get out.
He got an energy bar from the fridge and poured a glass of orange juice.
Wait. 29 so soon? We just did it.
Yeah, Lowell said. And 2 people came out with blinding headaches.
Both of them just came from New York, I said. I'm going to go in and check it out.
What about the users scheduled for 61?
3 of them didn't mind switching to 29, Rebecca said. We opened a 61 in October for the other 2 and found volunteers to replace them here.
He nodded.
I'd rather do 29 any day. Maybe not New York City. Businessmen plummeting to the sidewalk.
They didn't really do that, she said.
He laughed.
I know. I've been there. Ask people in 32, though. They'll swear they saw it.
Like everyone in England in 1912 saw the Titanic depart. That must have been one crowded dock.
You were Hitler this time, Jake, Bruce said between bites.
What?
Good old Adolf Schickelgruber, war veteran and starving artist, my primary guide.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know. You must have done something really bad.
Hitler wasn't in Austria in 1918, Lowell said. He was in Munich, being political. Deutsche Arbeitspartei.
I know, and he didn't call himself Schickelgribber either. You look funny with that big mustache.
You resent my leadership qualities, I said, with a German accent. Your subconscious is rebelling. Would you like me to fix it for you?
Oh, yes, please, whip it into shape. You are a better painter, if it's any consolation.
Yeah, after a couple of centuries fiddling with it, I ought to be.
The clock gave a 5-minute click warning.
Briefing, I said, and waved goodbye as I stepped into the adjacent room.
5 naked people sitting there. I said hello and undressed while I talked. They were all pretty experienced users. I told them about the headaches and advised them to steer clear of New York City when the pictures came up. They should remember that subconsciously. If only one person had come out with a headache, we wouldn't be worried. 2 people who'd shared the same data space, though, that was a cause for concern. We talked to the other 3 who'd gone to 1929, and the only other one who'd been to New York City said she'd felt achy and nauseated when she came out. We treated it seriously because headaches were sometimes the first symptom of an update conflict. It could have been from the 1918 one that had the screwed-up Viennese art museums. It might have had a New York City edit that resonated up to 1929. The years weren't neat little separate packages. I was going in to troll for trouble, just walk around on the lookout for anomalies, sensory paradoxes, cognitive dissonance, things that seemed paradoxical or illogical in a larger context. We kept all the updates in separate storage, of course. If I did find problems that couldn't be fixed with do not enter signs, we could close down both 1929 and New York City temporarily and go find the bug in the update. I told the 5 what I was doing while we plugged in. They all already knew that we were going to pull them at the 10-hour mark for a quick checkup. Want a volunteer to check the New York scene out with you? Alex Kaplan. I glanced at her data. You've been to 1929 3 times, I said. New York? She nodded, grinning. Frantic, man. Plus Chicago and New Orleans. The music. She was a great dancer, I knew. All-around athlete. If you want to take the chance, sure. Check out the music scene and compare it to what you remember from previous times. Could be useful. No refunds if you get a headache, though. Start out in Harlem? Sure. I'll be in observer mode, though. You might not want to stay with me. In observer mode, you were never unaware of being in virtual reality, and you could come back any time. I would have a small black box with a red button in my pocket. When I pushed the button, I would be brought back. We'll see how it works out. Once you get all the tubes stuck in and the sensory contacts in place, you can go any time. I was the fastest, no surprise, and hit the start button first. My eyes started to dim as the chair rolled toward its slot. Everything went black with blue sparkles. 1929. Trickle of music, a band tuning up, pungent tobacco with a grace note of marijuana. My fingers were doing something unfamiliar. I could start to see. I was rolling a cigarette, something I was obviously skilled at. Alex sat across from me, about 25 now, and gorgeous in a shimmering, bias-cut, dark green sheath, neat short hair under a lavender cloche. Her eyes were half-closed, and her lips were moving slightly. She was seeing her template characters being eased into 1929. Her beautiful eyes opened, the right blue and the left green. She was the most dramatic chimera I'd ever known. Roll me one too, baby. Every now and then you think about the actual age of people. My twinge of desire for her was dampened by knowing that she was actually older than my mother. I licked the length of the paper and smoothed it into a tight cylinder and handed it to her. Don't believe in the germ theory? I'll burn him off, thanks. Runson lighter, diamond cufflinks, the same tux as 1918, Bruce. Diane on his arm, also dressed late flapper, red and tight. You dig jazz, Bruce? Once in a dirty while, quietly. You say dig in 1929? Here you do. We were in the Cotton Club, most of the clientele hip and dressed to the nines. I pinched flakes of golden tobacco onto the creased paper. Part of my brain, a couple of hundred years in the future and a couple of billion miles away, noted that most white people didn't say dig until the mid-30s. I lit a wooden match, and the sulfur sting was not unpleasant, along with the harsh rasp of cigarette smoke. My whole body relaxed, still alert. A waitress in a short, tight outfit brought our drinks, martinis. Alex held hers up. I clicked it, and we both drank. The gin was flowery.
I mean, are we going to see Lewis?
The drink tent on the table said it was August 2nd. Not here, sweetheart. Not tonight. He's downtown in hot chocolate.
I thought it was the Great White Way.
Times change. This month, Armstrong would release a double whammy record from that show. Ain't Misbehavin' and the mild but groundbreaking protest Why Am I So Black and Blue, which would make the top 10 in September. Billie Holiday's brutal Strange Fruit was still 10 years in the future. Martin Luther King, almost 40 years away. Here in the middle of Harlem, possibly the most prosperous Negro neighborhood in America, there were no black faces on this side of the bandstand except for staff. I was on the lookout for anachronisms, but that wasn't one. Alex crushed out her cigarette and snapped her fingers at a passing cigarette girl.
Luckies.
She looked at me apologetically.
Sorry, sweetheart. Too strong for a girl.
No accounting for tastes, I said, and gave the Negro girl a quarter.
Keep it.
Alex had the why can't I remember half of this look. Bruce and Diane sat down quickly.
Thanks for calling, he said. Who's your new beau?
I stuck out my hand. Jake Brewer. We were saved from elaboration with a big chord from the orchestra, and all turned that way. A black man in white tie and tails stood behind the big microphone.
The Cotton Club is once again proud to be graced by the presence of Duke Ellington and his Jungle Band.
The Duke gave a downbeat on the last word, and the band jumped into Tiger Rag. The crowd applauded and whistled. We stayed through the midnight show, and when I helped Alex into the cab, she was totally integrated, if partially inebriated. She gave the cabbie the address of the new Gorham Hotel on 6th Avenue. She obviously wanted me to invite myself up, but I produced a wedding ring and regretfully declined. Gave her a kiss on the cheek and handed her to the doorman, and asked the cabbie to take me to Grand Central. There was a fair crowd milling around at 2:30, waiting for trains back to Westchester or Long Island. About half of them were subdued and half still partying. All prop characters, no one but me from the time machine, which was not unusual. You can't tell them apart when you're a user yourself, but in observer mode they have an unmistakable aura. I stood under the clock and surveyed the place and people for a bit. Nothing seemed out of line. I went into a men's room stall and did an observer mind trick, keeping the location constant but moving the time forward. When I went back out, the place was as crowded as, well, Grand Central Station. I joined the mob flowing upstairs and found myself hustling along 42nd Street, going to work or shopping along with everybody else this warm Saturday morning. I checked people's clothes for anachronisms, the models of cars and cabs that crawled down the street, the merchandise in the windows, nothing obviously out of line. I walked up to Broadway and then all the way down to the Village, and then back up Fifth Avenue. I was almost to the park, imaginary sun beating down, when it finally hit me. The smell, or rather, the absence of smell. There was car and truck exhaust to spare, sometimes choking on crosstown streets, and if you passed a flower shop or deli, the machine would generate roses or garlic. But there was nothing underneath it. A whole data substrate was missing. The constant slight odor of rotting garbage, a hint of sewage, the ground-in dusty smell of centuries of dirt. Ode to Gotham. You probably wouldn't notice it if you weren't trained for it. I might have missed it, or rather not missed it, if I hadn't been in observer mode.